we have a service here at 303 North Grand Avenue East, and one of our laypersons had stopped in that morning to make sure the building was ready for service. And when he came into the back door, he immediately saw the vandalism downstairs.
And it was quite extensive, as anyone who's seen the photos on Facebook would come to find out. Can you tell us what the damage was?
Really? Sure. Sure. Basically, at least in the pantry, what the perpetrators had done, by means of opportunity. Basically, we had, we're a food pantry. We had tomato sauce, we had eggs, we had syrup, and they basically covered the pantry in just smashed jars of tomato sauce. And then in the kitchen area, they had cracked open eggs, threw coffee grounds into the eggs, and in the sanctuary of the building, they had actually taken syrup across upholstered seats and across the carpet and the floor and across the cross, and then broke a tomato jar, tomato sauce across the Bible.
And so what was your immediate reaction? Did you think that this might have something to do with some sort of attack on your religion?
No. It just seemed that it was just... it seemed like it was vandalism almost for vandalism's sake, because some things that could, there were no obvious hate symbols or anti-religious symbols or anything like that. We didn't see anything like that.
And so in a bizarre twist here, the police have said that they think it was an 11-year-old and a 10-year-old girl who mm-hmm. are the suspects. Was that a surprise?
I think it's always a surprise to me when I hear of children that young doing something like this, particularly when we saw things that were just smashed up, things like light fixtures pulled down and smashed up. It seems like, I don't want to say rage, but just the force of that, that was a little surprising.
Well, and like you said, there's really, other than vandalism for vandalism's sake, mm-hmm. Maybe a motive will come out, but you're certainly not seeing an obvious one.
No, not at this point in time.
And so, can talk about, from what I've seen, the damage has already mostly been taken care of. Is that right?
Yes, it is. I mean, it was so extensive. We had an outpouring of people that wanted to come and help, but the extent of the damage was just something we needed, like professional equipment to clean. So we had Surf Pro come in. They were here probably 10 hours Sunday and another 6 to 8 hours Monday, just trying to get the tomato sauce cleaned up and broken glass cleaned up and the syrup out of the sanctuary, those type of things. And then we were actually able to have some of our regular volunteers come in and then sort through food, determine what could be salvaged, what had to be thrown away, and basically help get the pantry back up and going.
As far as the cost of this and coming up with the funds for that, have people been donating? Do you have what you need? Is there anything the community can do further to help with this specific problem?
Sure. People, we've had, checks coming in through the mail already. We've had people dropping by with checks. We've had people dropping by with food. We've had people going onto our website and donating through PayPal. So the response has been tremendous. At this point in time, we're still evaluating how much was actually damaged, so we don't have a bottom line number yet. We're hoping to have at least the food part of that in the next day or so. There's other damage that was done within the building. So that may take a little bit longer. What we would definitely like at this time is if people are willing to bring in food donations to us, non-perishables, or if they're willing to give a financial donation, that will go a long way in helping us replenish what we lost.
And then as far as what your mission is on a regular basis uh-huh. at Kumler Outreach Ministries, mm-hmm. Just tell us about that for those who don't know.
Sure. We have been around about 40 years. We're part of Kumler United Methodist Church. In addition to the food pantry, which is our oldest ministry, we also offer what we call our free store, which is clothing and basic household items, such as sheets and towels and linens and, pots and pans, those type of things. We also have a prescription assistance program, which helps people who may not be able to cover the cost of a copay for a prescription or simply don't have any funds to help with prescribed medicine. We also have community gardens that we work with in the Enos Park neighborhood that we're working with the neighborhood on those, and we established those about 6 years ago. And we have a community meal that we offer on Tuesday night at our 600 North 5th location.
And where does funding for this, for these efforts come from?
Predominantly from the community. Just individual givers, other churches, Memorial Medical Center helps us with our prescription assistance program, but it's really money we raise throughout the community.
And so if anyone wants to get involved either as a volunteer or, again, with donations, what's the best way for them to try and do that?
Sure. If they would like to volunteer, they could call us, and our phone number is 217-523-2269. If they wanted to donate, they can either, use a U.S. mail, and that would be 303 North Grand Avenue East, Springfield, 62702, or they can go online to our website, which is kumlerministries.net, and they can do that through PayPal.
All right, and we will link people to all this information as well at illinoisedition.org. And I guess if you could just let us know how long you all have been doing this and any, plans for the future.
Yes, our pantry has been around for 40 years. We've been doing clothing probably for 20 years. Our medicine program we've been doing for 20 years. Our community meal we've been doing for about 10 years, and the garden's around 6 years. And our goal is just to keep moving forward and to continue to help our neighbors around us who are struggling in our community.